This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Again, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and go to our website, haystackhelpradio.com. There you'll find our referral list as well as all of our podcasts, all our past shows. So, hey, if you miss one and you'd like to go back and catch it, you can go there, haystackhelpradio.com. We're going to kick things off today with our good friend, John Hinkle, Online Trading Academy, been with us a number of years now. And, John, welcome. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great, Scott.
It is good to see you.
It's good to be seen.
I tell you. You know, I was talking to a buddy yesterday, and I was like, man, it just, one day or a week we have, you think, well, boy, things cannot get much any more strange. And then all of a sudden, the next day, and now, looking where we are now, no one would have ever thought about this a few months back.
Well, change is a constant, that's for sure.
That is for sure.
If you think something's going to be one way forever, you're probably wrong. As we've seen this year, I mean, the changes have been immense in the way we live our lives. And the market has been crazy, too, with huge swoon and the massive rally in recent months. So it's all kinds of things. I mean, you have all unrest in the cities. We've got an election coming up. This is a big year for change.
It sure is. Well, once again, John has been with us for a number of years now. Online Trading Academy is the company. You can check out their website, tradingacademy.com. And John, you never know, man, hopefully new listeners all the time. So when we just talk about Online Trading Academy, what is Online Trading Academy?
You know, Scott, we're a world leader in financial education. We've got campuses all around the country, and including internationally. For more than 20 years, we've been teaching people, to trade with confidence like professionals, teaching people, you know, rule-based strategies using a patented learning process to teach them how to access the market, you know, in a more favorable terms.
Great. Now, let's talk about instructors a little bit. You know, everybody likes to know, hey, who's going to be teaching me? I mean, who are these folks?
Yeah, well, we've got a network of really experienced traders who teach our students. And, in fact, many of them have been teaching trading for many, many years. Some of them have been trading up to 30 years or longer. Others actually started out as a student and loved the process and loved being in the classroom and felt compelled to teach others. So we've got kind of a mix, but they're all very experienced traders.
Right. John, what are people looking for today? Like, you think when they pick up the phone, call you, and want to come to one of your classes, what are they?
You know, it's a couple of things, Scott. I think a lot of people call us, you know, because they're maybe concerned or worried about all the volatility that they've seen in the market, or they're concerned about, you know, the next big drop in the market. They see, you know, that the jobs reports are, there's still a huge unemployment. There's still a lot of uncertainty in the world, and they want to be able to meet their goals, but they're not sure of the best way to do so. They kind of lack confidence. And what our program really does is give people the confidence to get in the market, the confidence to make better financial decisions.
Right. Once again, John Hinkle is with us. It's Online Trading Academy. And, you know, John, one thing that's really great about this is, you know, and people move around from time to time, like you say, you guys have got a lot of locations. So if someone does something here with you in Denver, then they move to Arizona, for example, you know, they can catch up there.
They can. And you know, the other thing is we're Online Trading Academy. Most of our education has traditionally been taught in a traditional classroom,
right,
where people come in and they learn from experienced traders by getting their hands dirty and you know, making trades, basically. They learn the theory and then apply it. That's how adults learn best. We also have a very robust online community, and a lot of students take classes online, which has been in recent weeks it's been especially well used by our students. So we can kind of serve that education in multiple ways. I do prefer in person myself.
Yeah.
It's how I learn best. However, we are really, really good at teaching online education as well.
Yeah, good deal. And so let's go there. Hey, you know, you guys are offering a couple-hour class right now that's a complimentary class. And, you know, I mean, let's face it, you could charge for that and see if
Absolutely.
People liked it in a heartbeat, you know.
You know, We are in this class. We want to expose people to the markets and what we do. We're going to talk about what you need to get started trading. We're going to talk about the five things you absolutely have to do. Obviously, one of them is money. And we're going to talk about what it takes to get started, what kind of money you need. We're also going to talk about the 10 things you really need to avoid if you want to be successful trading. Okay. Mistakes you just can't afford to make. And it's a terrific class, Scott. And the best thing is, you know, you can come and experience it in the center, or if you're maybe more concerned or maybe it's more convenient for you, we're broadcasting that and sharing that via Zoom as well. So you can virtually participate as well, or you could come choose to be there physically. So we've got multiple ways to deliver right. that class.
And wow, it sounds a lot less expensive to learn from others' mistakes.
It is, you know. I've been a professional trader. I spent more than 25 years a professional trader in Chicago, right. trading on the floor. So I've made all the mistakes, and I'll definitely share some of those with our students.
All right.
Try to keep them from making them.
Well, good. Well, listen, how many of those slots could we maybe offer today?
You know, we can go a little bit higher than normal.
Okay,
can offer up to 10 slots today.
All right, let's do that. All right. If you're interested in this, and folks, look, hey, you know what? We're going to talk about this right after we mention this class. But you've got to change something, John. You know what? We've got to make that happen.
Absolutely. No one's going to do it for you. I talk to so many people, Scott, who are, they're maybe, my age. They're in their 50s, and they know they're not where they need to be to get where they
right. I know
want to be
yep.
in 10 or 15 years when they hope to retire. And it's not too late to make a difference. That's what I tell everybody. But it really starts by actually making a change. It's not going to happen on your own. You have to make the adult decision to actually go out and make it happen.
Absolutely. So here's the first step. Pick up the phone. 303-217-4511. Just mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio. Tell him that you would like to enroll in the class. And again, hey, I've been to the campus. It is beautiful. It is clean. It is a nice place to go and visit. So if you want to do the in-person class, you're welcome to do that. If not, give them a call. Let them know you'd like to do it by the Zoom virtual way, and they will get you hooked up there as well. So again, the first 10 callers, 303-217-4511. And, John, you know, it's a process, and this whole retirement thing is a process. And so, boy, to start out with finally having, you know, proven methods.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, it's a way to go.
Yeah. And you know, I think people think there's a lot of confusion about investing and trading in the market. People think that you need to have an MBA or you need to be a finance major. And that's not true at all. It's a skill like anything else. It can be learned. Obviously, it helps to have an aptitude for it, and you certainly have to have some basic computer skills.
Right.
You don't have to be a computer programmer by any
sure.
stretch of the imagination. But, I mean, the changes that have happened over the last 20, 25 years where the average person has access to prices and access to trading. I mean, heck, you can trade stocks on multiple platforms now for no commission. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like a world changer. And the fact that you can get real-time quotes. You know, it used to be when I was trading professionally, you could only get those if you were on the trading floor. And now anyone can have them.
Yeah, absolutely. So once again, folks, this is a great time. And, hey, a lot of us have some little bit extra time on our hands. So you know what? Invest in yourself. Take action. Make today the day that you change something about your financial future. Again, it's 303-217-4511. And you said they're going to learn some things, John, that you know, again, proven techniques, proven strategies, maybe is a better word.
Yeah,
we're going to
teach them strategies that we're going to teach strategies designed to generate income. We have strategies that are really designed to protect and preserve and grow wealth, to grow your long-term retirement savings. We've got strategies that are designed to mitigate against the inevitable bear markets when they
sure.
happen, and they do. I mean,
right.
we've had, if you count the one in March, which I do because we had a 30% drop, a more than 30% drop in the market, was over pretty quick. But, I mean, there's been three in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm. So how advantageous would this be for, you know, listeners? I mean, a lot of times, man, you're in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, you're not really thinking about retirement. But you know what? We can all tell them it happens before we know it, and those years pass by. But man, this seems like a great advantage for someone in their 30s or 40s, you know, to 50s. You get in there and get this going.
You know, it's really not about age. I think certainly it's a skill that is easier to develop if you're a little bit younger, and it's, you have more time to apply it, which I think is a plus. So somebody learning this a little bit younger our students often say, you know, I wish I'd done this 10 years ago.
Right.
Don't be that person. Learn it now when you have the opportunity. I believe this is a Chinese saying that when's the best time to plant a tree? And the answer is 25 years ago.
Yep.
The second best time is right now.
Absolutely. So once again, this is a free class, couple hours to invest in yourself, 303-217-4511. You can also visit tradingacademy.com for more information. So who are what are the different walks of life and vocations that you've seen people walk through your classes through the years?
You know, it's you can't believe the variety. you know, it's certainly all occupations, all vocations, people that are, you know, people that are, you know, involved more in labor, mm-hmm. physical work, people that are PhDs, people that are doctors, people that are school teachers, people that are stay-at-home moms. It really varies, and they're from all socioeconomic backgrounds as well.
Right. And this is something you mentioned before, back when you first started, you had to be there on the stock trading floor, right? And now you can do this from anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, that's a massive change, Scott. If you think about it, before the internet, in order to get the best access to prices, to have to really see what was going on, you really needed to be on the floor of a stock exchange. The internet's changed everything. You can get the same access to prices as people on Wall Street have from your home computer. I mean, you just have to get the feed and develop the skill to know what to do as those prices come into your computer.
Sure. And, you know, I was telling you, I was doing a medical show with one of our chiropractors the other day, and we were talking about this deal of taking action, and, you know, you've got to make the change. And sometimes those changes are a little difficult, and all of us just like to stay very relaxed and, you know, in our immature age sometimes. But sometimes you got to figure out, hey, you have got to make your retirement count.
Yeah.
Now's the time.
You know, Scott, it's easy to sit kind of where you are and, you know, be like a child, basically, mm-hmm. and knowing that you're not going to get there and just ignore it. The tougher thing to do is make the adult decision to say, I've got to do something, whether it's this or something else. At least investigate some things that might get you back on track, that might get you where you need to go, so rather than just accepting your fate.
Sure. Once again, folks, this is a great opportunity. 10 spots John opened up for us from listeners from Haystack Help here. So give them a call, 303-217-4511. You can also visit tradingacademy.com. And once again, if you're just turning on the radio, let me reiterate here, you can do these in person, which I highly recommend if you can. And if not, they are doing these virtually by Zoom as well. And again, a couple hours of your time just to learn more about Online Trading Academy. So, John, it's always a pleasure, sir, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, that's John Hinkle, Online Trading Academy, 303-217-4511. Call now. Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their Experience Center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center would like to announce their new Canine Academy is open. Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. The Canine Academy is offering all new classes and several exciting additions, including the new sport classes, scent work, and tray ball that dogs love. Their pet behavior specialist has over 20 years of experience working with animals large and small, including dogs and cats and zoo animals and exotics. He's available Tuesday through Saturday to help you with all of your pet training needs. Visit LoneTreeVet.com and check out the Canine Academy page for the summer class schedule, or just give them a call at 303-708-8050 and get your pet started in the training that's best for you and your pet.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad to have you with us, and we appreciate you tuning in. Glad to have in studio now our good friend from Affordable Door, Mary Ann. How are you, ma'am?
Awesome. Thanks, Scott.
Always great to see you.
Thanks for having us.
You know, garage doors, we were kind of talking here before we came on air. It's something we none of us think one thing about until we push the button and nothing happens. Pretty true, right?
Pretty true. Yeah, we all just always expect you hit the button, door goes up, you're good to get out, door closes, you're fine. But, you know, they just require so much maintenance. And, you know, people forget that that is the biggest moving object in your home.
Sure.
And you want to keep it safe. Your kids play under it. You park your car under it. You want to keep it safe.
Right. And you were telling me a little bit, again, before we started the show, about assessing, you know, your door. Hey, it's pretty fairly warm out. Now's a good time to go out and maybe do some things ourselves just to check it out. So what are some things that we should look for as a homeowner?
Sure. You know, we all have, you know, our plumber tells us to check our hot water tank and our, you know, mm-hmm. check this and that in the house. And do we ever? No. But the garage door is, you know, a biggie. You know, so all you need to do when doors close down, just, you know, walk around, take a look at it, look at the screws, see if they're starting to loosen up, see how the sections, you know, line up and touch each other. If they look like they're starting to misalign, that's trying to tell you something, that the door is starting to either fall apart or it just needs some general service. When the sections start to misalign, that can wreak havoc. You know, when the door comes down, it could jam into the jamb, and the door will reverse on you, and just it just creates a mess.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so really, anything to do with a garage door, just about you guys can handle.
We sure can.
I mean, mm-hmm. there's nothing left undone, so to speak.
Right. All right.
Good. And, you know, we were talking again. It cracks me up on these neighborhood apps where people are always saying, does anyone know a cheap plumber? Does anyone know a cheap auto mechanic? And, man, I hate when people first put that out there because, you know what, nothing's free.
Right.
And you're paying for a service tech that had to go through a lot of training, spend a lot of money, maybe their own tools they've invested in or not, you know, who knows. But anyway, there's a lot that goes into just sending someone out. And we were talking about this. Sometimes people are shocked that, you know, maybe there's a price to come out. Well, you know what? I don't know about your gas, but my gas isn't free. Yeah, and you got to pay insurance. And you know what? You're paying the guy while he's driving.
Right.
And so just kind of explain a little bit from a business side of, you know, what it takes just to get someone out.
Sure. Sure. People ask me that all the time, you know, can you come out for free? And it's like, well, nobody really likes to work for free. I mean, I don't, and I'm sure nobody does. But, you know, our $199 service fee is, you know, my guy coming out, his travel time, his windshield time, his gas, his insurance, his truck, his tools, and his long-term experience. You know, we don't just have kids that you can't just, it's a trade that it has to be, you have to be very experienced. Mm-hmm. You could get hurt. So all my guys have over 20 years door experience or more. and, you know, they're qualified. And it doesn't matter, really, if they can get the job fixed in 15 minutes or in 2 hours, you know. Mm-hmm. It's their experience on how they know to handle the job and not get hurt and not have that door fall on your car when, you know,
right.
while he's in the process of it. You know, we have had people call us, you know, tell us, geez, the door's laying on top of my car. Well, you know, they waited a little bit too long to schedule service, you know. So, you know, sure enough, I can get one of my guys out. Leo is excellent. Frank is amazing. Jesse is awesome, too. You know, they got that. We had a guy call us, and his door was actually laying on top of his car. It went up and just went right out of the track. And sure enough, you know, the guys were there, and they got that door right off of his truck, his vehicle,
right.
You know, without minimal damage to his vehicle.
It could have been very dangerous.
Yeah.
For a child playing with a button, hitting
absolutely.
Something, whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. The garage door is not a toy. And, you know, people forget, you know, the kids, oh, they like to hang from it and ride it up. Well, that is just not good.
Right. And you mentioned something, too, I want to bring up. So sometimes you go out and, you know, and you are excellent on the phone. I mean, I've sent you videos before of what it's doing. You can tell by sounds. I mean, y'all's experience for doing this so many years is awesome. So I will tell you, Mary Ann can really about fix anything over the phone. But when they do come out, if it does take them 15 or 20 minutes, you know, don't be upset that they got it fixed. What do you want them to do? Stay there 2 hours and just, you know, tink around with something to act like it took longer. I mean, you know, they're trying to respect the client's time, too.
Exactly.
And get the job done right.
Sure. Sure. You know what? We always, no matter what the price is, the guys always do a full door tune-up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tighten all the hardware, lube all the bearings, replace any missing nuts and bolts on the door, adjust the spring tension as needed, service, lube, and adjust the garage door opener, you know. So it's a full service, no matter if it takes them 15 minutes. You know, and they don't try to rush. You
sure.
know, it's just sometimes things just go along. You know, my guys are very efficient too.
Right.
You know, they work very efficiently, and you know, they like to get in, get out, and get on to the next customer, and you know, rescue the next one.
Sure.
You know, that's waiting.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about changes in doors, we were talking about, man, now a lot of them have Wi-Fi and a lot of different things. So tell us about some of the new things out there.
Yeah, so LiftMaster has really evolved, and they, you know, they've changed over the years. Used to be there always only so many codes, and your code could be the same as your neighbor's, or your code could catch up to your neighbor's, and your door could end up working their door. Then they came out with MyQ, which gave you accessibility to access the garage door from your smartphone, and that was an additional accessory. Now everything is built-in Wi-Fi. And you don't have to, you know, some people just are just so against that, but that's okay. You can download the app on your smartphone, and once you do, you have access to working the garage door from your smartphone, seeing when the door is open, when the door is closed, if the kids come home from school. Oh, you could say, oh, yeah, the kids are home, the door is shut, blah, 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 they're safe.
Right.
You know, so they're really cool, and they everything is built in. So it's not, you're not paying an additional accessory for a separate component for that. Now everything is built in.
Right.
I just got some literature from LiftMaster yesterday. Now they're having cameras built onto the garage door openers, so you can actually watch maybe your delivery guy as he delivers your package and shut your door and see what's happening, you know, when the door opens as well. So those are pretty cool, and those are rolling out now. I don't even know the model number, but they're just rolling out right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, society's changed, and our world has changed. I mean, who would have ever thought 20 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever, I don't know how long that porch pirating's been going on, of people kind of stealing your deliveries.
I know.
It's crazy. Awful?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether you opt for it or not, you know, you don't have to have the Wi-Fi. You know, some people just are not a fan of it, and that's great. You know, that's okay. But the general public, I think, just really likes to know what's going on at their house.
Right. Now, what happens sometimes if people, you know, their garage door remote gets lost or damaged, or they don't, you know, maybe they bought a house and there wasn't a door with it. I mean, you can usually help them with somehow pairing
absolutely.
Up a new remote,
too. Yeah, absolutely. That's a real common thing, too. You lose the remote, you have it in the car, you know, you let the kids play with it and they lose it on you. You go to a closing and they don't have remotes, or they just give you any little random remotes. That's so very, very common. So, yeah, normally I can help customer over the phone. I'll ask them to look at the color of the learn button, and it'll be goes back from 1998 to like green to purple to yellow, red is in there. So they've changed the technology about five or six times.
Right.
But by them telling me, by me asking them a few questions, telling me what color that learn button is, I can get them the remote, mail it out to them. They don't have to pay a service call. I can walk them through on programming it. Simple, very simple.
Right. Marianne is our guest. Affordable Doors is the company. Call her 303-680-8440. Let them come out and check out your doors. And as she said, go out and do an assessment. If you hear something or something doesn't look right, now's the time to get it fixed, not when it falls on your car or your child or you. So give her a call, 303-680-8440. Now, another great thing, besides just repairing doors, you replace. And you were telling me that you guys will haul away the old door.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's a tremendous service right there, because what are people going to do with a big garage door?
Right, right. Yeah. We do get, every once in a while, we'll have a customer like, yeah, I think I'll hang on to that door, Mark. And the wife will
that's
be looking at me
thing.
Going, yeah.
We may use that one day. Yeah.
The wife is looking at us like, no, you're not. Yeah, that no, that's all included. Haul it away. We have recycling, metal recycling, wood recycling places that we take it to. So a lot of it gets recycled.
Right. Mm-hmm. And again, go back to your team real quick. I mean, you guys are so experienced. And I mean, all your guys have good. Most of them I've had out to my house over through the years. But it's really important just to have a team that you can trust. So then, therefore, we can trust them at our home.
Yeah. You know, my guys, they all treat our business like it's their own. You know, they're part of our family. They really take a general, you know, interest in the customer, providing them with the just utmost service, you know, and it's not about upselling them parts. They're all very, very conservative.
Sure.
On not upselling parts just to up the ticket. You know,
right.
They, you know, if the customer needs it, great, but that's not what we're about.
All right. Once again, folks, it's Affordable Doors. It's the only garage door company that we endorse. We want you to let them earn your trust in your business as well. You can give her a call. You can even text Marianne, 303-680-8440. And you know what? If you mention you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio, $199 for them to come out and fix your door. And there may be some parts, different things like that. But she'll go through all that with your phone. There's no hidden costs, no surprises, all of that. If you get a new door, they haul away the old one. They do commercial and residential as well. You can check out their website at garagedoorproblems.com. So, Marianne, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks so much. And if they want to text me, I answer a lot of texts. 303-330-1735 is my cell. Be more than happy to reply to a text after hours. I do that all the time.
Okay, yeah. Same day service in most cases for you as well. So thank you so much.
Okay, thanks so much. And $25 off if they mention this.
$25 off, that's right.
They mention
so
the radio.
$199, mm-hmm. $25 off if you mention you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio. Thanks okay. again.
Thanks.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Here's why you need KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Got a road trip plan for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Protect Your Legacy. We are glad to have attorney Blake Harris with us from Mile High Estate Planning. Their number is 720-924-6171. And with that, we'll welcome Blake Harris. Blake, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Scott. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, and it is always great to have you on and go through a lot of these things about estate planning. And, you know, Blake, I think with any area of law out there or just anything in business, sometimes there's just some myths and misconceptions out there. And I thought we'd cover a few of those today. And I tell you, the first one, and not in any particular order, that I think a lot of people, when I mention about estate planning and the show that we do with you, a lot of people say, yeah, I just don't have enough stuff. You know, they think they got to be whatever wealthy means to people. Many people think they don't have enough wealth to even need an estate plan.
Right. So this is a very common misconception that you have to have a certain level of assets before you have an estate plan. And this is not true. I've worked with clients who do have large amounts of wealth, tens of millions of dollars, but I've also helped individuals with very few assets. Whether as soon as an individual turns 18 years of age, it is worthwhile to at least set up your incapacity documents, financial, medical power of attorney, HIPAA release. This way, if you end up in the hospital, even if you have no assets, your agents, the people you've selected, can make medical or financial decisions on your behalf. Also, as soon as you have children, if you have any minor children that are under the age of 18, regardless of whether you have any assets, you want to at least name a guardian so that the individual you have selected can step in and raise the child, as opposed to the court deciding who's going to be the family member to raise your child. So asset level is not a requirement in order to create an estate plan. Certainly as you have more assets, there's more of a need, but we've helped families, we've helped individuals with all levels of assets, and those including those with very, very few or little to no assets.
Right. Now, you mentioned those incapacity documents, and we've talked about those the last couple of shows. Somebody asked me yesterday to kind of have you kind of go through what that entails. I mean, is it a, you know, several pages of documents that you end up doing, or is it a pretty simple process?
Sure. So there are two types of incapacity documents which everyone should have. The first type is for financial purposes, and this is simply a financial power of attorney. In the event that an individual becomes incapacitated in Colorado and they have not signed a financial power of attorney, in order for anyone, including their very own spouse, to make a decision on their behalf to take over management of their financial affairs, they would have to go through a court-supervised conservatorship process. Conservatorships are not quick processes. They take several months, and they cost thousands or, in some cases, tens of thousands of dollars. You can avoid the need for your family to go through a conservatorship simply by signing a financial power of attorney. In the event that you become incapacitated, a financial power of attorney will allow the individual you have selected to make financial decisions for you. So that's the first incapacity document which everyone should have. Then there are three other documents which are used for medical purposes. The first is a medical power of attorney. A medical power of attorney allows the individual you've selected to make a medical decision on your behalf. In the absence of a medical power of attorney, your family would have to go through a court-supervised guardianship process. So there's a conservatorship if you lack a financial power of attorney, and then a guardianship, which is an entirely separate process, which can also take several, which also takes several months. It can cost thousands or tens of thousands of dollars, all supervised by the court. You can avoid the need for a guardianship by signing a medical power of attorney. In addition to a medical power of attorney, you'll also want to sign a HIPAA authorization. HIPAA is a federal law which protects the privacy of your healthcare. In the event that you become incapacitated, you want your agents to be able to access your protected healthcare information so that they can share that information with the doctors to make informed medical decisions. And then the final incapacity document is a living will. In Colorado, the technical term is a declaration as to medical or surgical treatment. And what this document says is, in the event that you are incapacitated and you are in a permanent vegetative state with no hopes of recovery, that you do want to have life support removed and that you don't want to be kept on a breathing tube indefinitely. Mm-hmm. So just to run through those four documents again, the incapacity documents are the financial power of attorney, the medical power of attorney, the HIPAA release, and the living will.
Gotcha. Blake Harris is with us. And once again, you're listening to Protect Your Legacy. Their number is 720-924-6171. It is a free consultation. So you know what? Pick up the phone, make an appointment with Blake. And, of course, he is happy to do that meeting in person. Or now it seems to be the way of Zoom, but virtually you can do that as well. But Blake will be glad to help you out. So Blake, what about those that just say, hey, I'm too young to worry about estate planning right now?
Certainly. I have a friend who's an estate planning attorney as well, a bit older than me. His daughter went off to college, and the daughter ended up in the hospital. Nothing too serious, but enough that my friend wanted to call and check on the status of how his daughter was at the hospital. And the hospital said, we can't tell you anything that's going on with your daughter because you don't have a HIPAA authorization. It was kind of like the plumber that goes around and fixes everyone else's toilet and forgets and comes home to a leaky toilet of their own. But as soon as you turn 18, you want to have at least your incapacity documents set up so that the individual you've selected can make financial decisions, can make a medical decision on your behalf, can talk to doctors, and help coordinate your medical records. Also, you want to make sure that in the event that you end up passing away due to a car accident, there's a personal injury settlement, having a simple will direct those funds to the family member, the individual you have selected. So you won't have a need for a very complex estate plan when you're young, but even putting together a simple estate plan is much better, it's much kinder to do for your family than having nothing in place.
Right. And then, Blake, so many times, you know, married folks especially, they just say, hey, everything's going to go to my spouse anyway, so I don't really even have to write anything down.
Well, I think back to a client that I had represented a few years ago. It was not a husband and wife, but it was a mom and her daughter. The mom's only child was the daughter, and the daughter had no other siblings. Mom passed away and didn't have a will. The daughter went to the probate court to try to get mom's house put into her name so she could sell the house. Well, she ends up getting a letter from another attorney saying that your mom, who you've known your whole life and has raised you from the time you were a child, actually adopted you and never went through the formal adoption process. And then my client had to spend somewhere around $10,000 to prove that she was, in fact, her mom's child. We were luckily able to prevail in the case. However, this was a scary time for the client and an expensive process for her as well, which could have been avoided had the wife just claimed she had the mom just signed a will stating who her daughter was. In the same situation with family, with husband and wife, what comes up is a husband and wife will live together for a long time, hold themselves out as married, and never get an official marriage certificate. This is Colorado. We do have common law marriage. Under common law marriage, though, family members will often contest that marriage and say, mm-hmm. oh, no, dad was just with his girlfriend. That was not his wife. And it becomes a legal battle in order to prove that somebody was married. Easy solution to all of this, set up a last will and testament, state who your family members are, and the ones who you want to receive your property will receive it, and they'll receive it much easier, much quicker, and much more economically than simply relying on the default government intestacy laws.
Right. Blake Harris is with us, Mile High Estate Planning. Check out the website, milehighestateplanning.com. And really, I mean, there's a lot of great information there, but one thing I really want you to check out is Blake's reviews. You will see a plethora of great reviews. where people are explaining all the different things and how they felt about dealing with Blake and how he made the process easy for them. But, I mean, Blake, I've never seen, just real quick, such great reviews on one website in all my life. So you've done a great job with your clients, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. I will agree that we have certainly made a few happy clients along the way.
Absolutely. So, Blake, what about the folks, too, that also just say, you know, hey, our family all gets along. We don't really need anything in writing, and they're just all going to do the, quote, right thing.
Well, that is not the majority. That's certainly not the majority of families, but it is some families. And I don't like to burst anyone's bubble, but what I've seen is families that get along very well until money becomes an issue.
Yep.
Until a family member who has controlled all the wealth and has been supporting several family members passes away. And then it becomes an issue of who's going to receive the family home, who's going to receive the inheritance, who's going to get to retire as soon as that money comes through, and who's going to have to continue to work along. I certainly hope nothing but harmony for every family out there, but if you can lock that down by creating an estate plan, there's no reason not to. You don't want to risk your family ending up in probate. There have been cases where we were pretty certain that there was going to be a will contest, that there was going to be a family fight, and there ends up being no fight. On the flip side, there's also been cases where we did not expect a fight. I've been doing this long enough that I am open-minded to the possibility that any estate could be contested, but you never know which estate's going to be probated. The ones you think may be probated may be contested end up not being contested sometimes, and sometimes and often the ones that you don't think will be contested end up being contested. Don't leave it to risk. The cost of an estate plan is a very, very small fraction of the value of your estate. It's a very, very small cost compared to the amount of cost for families that end up fighting over the estate, which in some cases cost tens of thousands of dollars. And I've even had situations where the total fees total over $100,000 because a fight arose. The best thing and easiest thing you can do for your family is have a well-drafted estate plan in place well before you become incapacitated.
Sure. And, Blake, let's talk about for a minute here, like, you know, different retirement accounts, insurance policies. And have you ever run across where maybe someone has a beneficiary, you know, listed on some certain accounts, but then you look at maybe their will hasn't been updated, and all of a sudden those two names are not the same? Boy, that's got to create a mess.
Sure. So when I first started my estate planning career over a decade ago, I heard the story of an individual who got out her retirement beneficiary designation. She listed her then husband. A year later, she got divorced. And then 30 years later, she passed away. When it came time to administer that retirement plan, all the funds were being left to an ex-husband she hadn't had contact with in over 30 years. When creating your estate plan, when a client creates an estate plan with my firm, Mile High Estate Planning, we always include instructions for how to update beneficiary designations on financial accounts. If there's a disagreement between the beneficiary designation and the last will and testament, the beneficiary designation will rule. So it's important that you properly update beneficiary designations. Generally, for clients who we create a trust for, and it's not all clients, I'm not a one-size-fits-all, but we do for a lot of clients, the trust is the best solution. What we will do is include instructions and guide our clients on how to update the beneficiary designations on retirement accounts so that the beneficiaries receive the maximum tax benefit and they receive asset protection. They receive their inheritance in a protected manner. An inherited IRA is not a protected asset. An inherited 401k is not a protected asset. For you, Scott, your IRA, your 401k, if somebody sues you, those are protected from collection. However, once you pass away and you leave those assets to your children could lose them. Mm-hmm. If they get divorced, if they get sued, unless those assets are left through a trust structure, in which case the beneficiary does receive asset protection over those IRAs and 401ks. So the retirement plans are an important part of the overall estate plan, and you will want to make sure that you properly update those designations when you create your estate plan to match your other wishes in your estate plan, and probably to name your trust as the beneficiary on your retirement accounts.
Right. And, you know, a lot of scenarios can come up, too, just after years pass, after getting all your documents in order. You may have designated someone to be over your financial power of attorney or medical power of attorney and all that, and then all of a sudden their situation changes. Maybe they've become incapacitated, or maybe just not, interested in being that person for you anymore. Maybe they got divorced from the person that you said, oh, I trust them because they're married to so-and-so. So there's just a lot of scenarios that can come up too, right?
Yes, and an out-of-date estate plan can be worse, can be more of a problem than not having any estate plan at all. This is the reason why I include pre-lifetime reviews for every one of our clients. We want our clients to communicate with us if there's a change in their life circumstances or there's a change in their assets, such as there are, such as a marriage, a birth, a divorce. If any of these occur, then you will want to revisit your estate plan. I don't want clients afraid to revisit their estate plan because they're afraid they're going to get hit with a $300 bill for a 20-minute phone call to check to see if they need to change their estate plan. So, yes, as life changes or as there's a change in your assets, if you buy a new home, if you inherit a large asset, if you get sued, or the big one, if you may be moving into a nursing home, and you definitely want to review your estate plan to help keep your assets protected and keep your estate plan in line with your goals.
Right. Once again, if you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. Blake Harris is with us. You're listening to Protect Your Legacy. It's brought to you by Mile High Estate Planning. As I mentioned earlier, it's a free consultation with Blake, 720-924-6171. And you can check out his website, milehighestateplanning.com, just to see what others say about doing business with Blake, and also just a great website that you can learn a lot about this matter of estate planning. So, Blake, you know, it comes up a lot of times where people just try to do so much on their own. And as we've said, hey, while some people may have a little bit simpler will, this is still something to me where you need, you know, your professional guidance, because everybody's situation is different, correct?
Correct. Nowadays, there's a variety of online and do-it-yourself resources available for individuals looking to create an estate plan. However, I've spoken with far too many families that have had to spend thousands or tens of thousands of dollars cleaning up a mess which could have easily been avoided had their parents just sought the proper guidance. When it comes to creating an estate plan, it is well worth your time to speak with a professional who creates and administers estate plans on a daily basis. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of the cure, and this is certainly true when it comes to estate planning.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, the financial end of things. I just got a call last week where someone was asking about, you know, the relative had quite a bit of money, but then they're wondering about how to protect some of that if they're going to be moving in a nursing home. I mean, that can get into a lot of details right there, can it?
Yes, and this is a very important part. This is a very important thing to discuss, and if you're listening to the radio show now and you catch one thing, it is that you can avoid nursing home expenses by planning ahead. The average cost for a nursing home in the Denver area runs $5,000 to $10,000 per month.
Wow.
Many estates will dwindle. Some estates will be completely wiped out because of nursing home costs. By planning ahead, you can set up a Medicaid Asset Protection Trust, which will allow you to transfer your assets into the trust, wait a certain period of time, 3 to 5 years, before moving into the nursing home, and then the government that you've been paying into your entire life will pay for your long-term care. And then when you pass away, instead of Medicaid recovering the family home and keeping it for themselves, those assets will then pass down to your family members, to the next generation. And in doing so, you can save your family hundreds of thousands of dollars. But the trick is, you've got to plan ahead. For individuals who are in their 60s or have family members in their 60s or early 70s, this is an excellent solution, which can literally save your family hundreds of thousands of dollars by planning ahead for nursing home and long-term care.
Right. Now, what about, Blake, when, you know, maybe a couple, you know, let's say the wife has been able to build up some great assets and the husband has as well, so they kind of combine all that because they want to leave a bunch of, you know, everything, all the wealth to their kids and all that. Is sometimes there are some tax implications there to where maybe they want to keep that separate and put that in different trust for their children?
So the question, I'm going to rephrase the question.
Okay.
When to use a joint trust and when to use a separate trust.
That's exactly what I meant.
and the general rule is that everyone gets an individual trust unless certain circumstances are met. There are three rules, there are three circumstances that must be met in order for you to have a joint trust. And most people fall into these rules. The first one is that you have the same goals for your assets. For non-blended families where mom and dad are the parents of all the children, they share all of them jointly, they generally have the same goals, everything to the surviving spouse and then equally to the children. For the next criteria is that the parents are comfortable with owning assets jointly. A joint trust assets are held jointly. If mom and dad are comfortable jointly holding assets, then you can move on to hurdle number three, which is the estate has to be non-taxable. The estate tax applies only to very few individuals nowadays. It's only individuals with in excess of $11 million per individual or $22 million per couple. So provided the couple has less than $22 million and they share all the children, a joint trust is usually the appropriate solution. In some circumstances, we do separate individual trusts for the family members, whether it's because they have different goals for their assets, they want to keep ownership separate, or because they have a taxable estate. So in certain circumstances, the couple will have a joint trust. In certain circumstances, the couple will each have an individual trust. And in some circumstances, we'll do both. The couple will have a joint trust for the joint assets and an individual trust for their individual assets as well.
Right. Blake, what are you finding out as you're visiting with, you know, new clients that are calling you every day now? Because I know through this time, you know, you've been extremely busy. What are you finding that is really making people, you know, pick up the phone and call you for an appointment? What's changed? Because they probably thought about it for years, but what's making them really take action right now?
Well, a lot that's going on now with COVID, with coronavirus, people are waking up and to the importance of estate planning. And I wish it didn't take a pandemic to get people to get their act together and plan for their family's future. But a lot of people, healthcare providers earlier this year, we've had quite a few calls from teachers who are all concerned about possibly getting sick that are opening it up. And the biggest driver for us, or one of the biggest drivers for us, has always been individuals whose family members have gone through probate. Mm-hmm. If you've gone through probate yourself, if you've had to deal with probating a loved one's estate, and that probate did not go down smoothly, then it's a big motive for the individual to create an estate plan of their own, because they don't want to burden their own children with the pain that they've had to go through themselves. So it's often a close family experience that does not go well that gets somebody into our office.
Sure. Once again, Blake Harris is our guest. Protect Your Legacy is the program. Blake's number, 720-924-6171. And please, just take a few minutes today or this evening. Go to milehighestateplanning.com. Read the reviews and testimonials there from Blake's clients, and you will see why, you know, we have certainly chosen Blake to be our estate planning attorney, and we are thankful he has chosen to work with us as well. But he is the only estate planning attorney that we endorse and recommend. And again, his number is 720-924-6171. So, Blake, you hear a lot about gifting. You know, and there's a certain dollar amount, I think it's like $14,000. When do you kind of get into that conversation, or what is usually the scenario where maybe people need to look at maybe gifting some money to help them with taxes?
Sure. So the gifting only comes into play for the taxable estates, those over $22 million. But I'll go ahead and just explain
what
it is. you can gift away $14,000 a year and you don't have to report it. But if you gift away more than $14,000, you simply have to report it. However, it does not require you to pay any tax unless the total amount of gift that you've given over the course of your life is in excess of the $11 million. So you can gift away each year $14,000 and you do not need to report it. Generally, if you're going to do this, I usually recommend going a little bit under the limit, maybe $13,500, because if you give right at $14,000 and then you buy your child a new pair of shoes, you're over it. So a little bit of a margin when gifting is wise.
Okay. And Blake, just a couple minutes left here, but what are folks most surprised to learn kind of after you go through the process with them? You've done all your meetings, you hand them their binder or whatever the case may be, and they are done, you shake hands. What are people most of the time so surprised to learn about this process with estate planning?
Sure. I think the sigh of relief that clients get when they have done their estate plan, and also finding out that it's not a particularly daunting task. The biggest mistake people make is putting off creating an estate plan. Many people fear creating an estate plan, thinking that it's going to be a daunting and time-consuming process. I ask many of my clients after they finish the process with my firm what they thought of their experience, and over I hear, this was much easier than we expected. We're glad we have the peace of mind now. We're glad we didn't put it off any longer. But the hardest part, picking up the phone that first time and giving a call to the law firm to get the process started, to get yourself scheduled for a free consultation. If you can do that, if you can just pick up the phone, give us a call, we'll get you scheduled in the next couple of days to either meet in person or to set up a phone or Zoom call. The rest of the process, it's all downhill from there. We have a very simple intake form. You'd never have to leave your home if you don't want to. This year you can sign documents from the safety of your own home over a Zoom call. And then after that, the process is very easy. We'll have you sign the documents, and then you get pre-lifetime reviews with us. Anytime that you have a question about your estate plan, you can call in. But again, all you need to do to get the ball started, pick up the phone and give us a call.
All right. And again, that number, 720-924-6171. And Blake, time for one more question here. But who should you make sure has a copy of your estate plan?
So you want to make sure that your agent, your power of attorney, your trustee has a copy of your estate plan. Who should you make sure doesn't have it, or who does not necessarily need to have it? The beneficiaries. Because if you change over time who your beneficiaries are, you don't want them to get upset that you took them out of it, and they're going to be inclined to challenge an estate plan when they know a previous estate plan left them some money. If they happen to be a trustee or power of attorney as well, that's fine to share it with them. But don't go telling each one of your children every time you update the estate plan that they're getting the mountain condo. Let it be a surprise. Or do like I do with my own children and say, I'm going to spend it all. There's going to be nothing left behind. And then if you end up leaving a little bit behind to the beneficiaries, that's just a nice surprise down the road. But it's your agents, your power of attorney. And, of course, make sure that they have the contact information for the law firm. We have several attorneys who work at our law firm. If you ever have the need for a copy of your documents as a client of ours, you can contact us, and we can supply your agents with a copy of their documents as well.
Absolutely. Well, Blake, it is always a pleasure to have you on the show. We will look forward to our next visit, and we appreciate your time today, sir.
Scott, it's a pleasure being on the show, and look forward to being back on again sometime soon.
All right. That's Blake Harris, 720-924-6171, milehighestateplanning.com. Make the call today, 720-924-6171. You've been listening to Haystack Help Radio. We appreciate you being with us. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.